Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So we'll be doing Lightship healings for everybody listening. And these healings will work live only. They will not work on the archives. But if you do listen to this show as an archive, then you will feel energy coming to you, but you will not be on the Lightship. So let's start the program off here with a emotional clearing. So if you'd like to think about an issue that you dealt with in the last week, think of it right now, and we're going to clear it. So just kind of sense your body, see how you feel about it, see your physical reaction. And here we go. I'll count to five and clear it. So one, two, three, four, and five. That's that one completed. Let's do a mental clearing. This one normally helps to get rid of mind looping, repetitive thoughts, mind chatter, etc. So here's a mental clearing. So again, if you want to just think of something that keeps bugging you over and over again, you keep thinking about something, here we go. So mental clearing. One, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going to do a trauma body clearing. These are all invisible bodies. And this goes a little bit deeper than the emotional one. This may or may not affect you, depending if you had trauma in the last week here. Almost always, the emotional clearing will take care of it, but for a few people, the trauma one goes a little bit deeper. And here we go. So think of what happened to you. That maybe was an awful experience. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a pain body clearing. This may help you if you have some pain. I can't guarantee it'll take all of it away, but it will help to clean the body out of pain that's recycling with your body. So here we go. Think of your pain. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here, and welcome, everyone. It's Saturday night. I see we have quite a few people tuning in and typing on the fast chat. So hi, everyone. And tonight, like Ron said, we'll be going shortly to the Lightship for a wonderful experience there and physical healing. And it's if it's something that you haven't done before, it's a real treat. So Ron, maybe we can activate the light being and get everyone kind of situated before we do that.
Okay, so bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. And for most people, you're going to actually see the light beam probably about an inch or so on the scroll bar going down. And here we go. We'll bring in the male energies. So here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, again, I wanted to say hello to those that are they're with us in the fast chat, and there's some very nice comments. I want to say thank you to Earl. I don't know if Earl's with us tonight, but last night on his fast chat talk, he was saying that the Lightship is really helping him to have more of his spirit be with him now, and it's a very nice gift. So that's great because that's the whole purpose of this radio program that Ron does, is to basically help all of you and anyone who wants to get more connected with their own spirit, with their own divinity within, and to kind of be able to increase the amount of time that you're present in the moment with your spirit. You know, it's sometimes easy to do when you listen to this show, but then maybe you go to work or you interact with other people, your family, and sometimes feel yourself kind of slipping out of that space. But the more that you come back to this show, the more you go on to the conference calls with Ron and the different healings that he does, the more you're able to kind of hold that space as you go through your day. And pretty soon you find yourself staying heart-centered for longer and longer and staying in the moment longer and longer. And pretty soon you're living an entirely different life in the light because you're in the moment. So it's really wonderful, and that's why we're here and doing this. And we're very thankful to Ron for bringing all of these wonderful teachings and healings from the light ship so that we can really experience our own divinity within and not feel like we have to search outside of ourselves any longer for that. So on that note, it would be wonderful, Ron, if we could get everyone heart-centered and nicely in their bodies so that they can experience more of a healing. As Ron has said many times, if you're not in your body, you really can't get a healing because you're the one that has to be in your body interfacing for that healing energy to work for you. So does that sound like a good thing for us right now to get started with, Ron?
Sure. So let's drop you into your nurse. So just think of your awakening consciousness. And this is in your head normally. And this is what you think with. And we'll drop that down to your heart center. So here we go. Just think of an elevator dropping down from 10 to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So you should feel pretty centered right now. You should feel like your thoughts are coming from your chest cavity, so from your heart center. Think a thought and just see if it's in your head or not. It should be in a different location now. So just kind of stay there. Look at how you feel. Remember, the whole process here is to know that you're out of time. This is what we do, is bring people out of the time-based reality of the darkness. And the time-based reality controls you. And there's many alien races doing that. So this is why you want to eliminate that from you, so you can become heart-centered. So I'll turn it back over to you here for about a minute, Sylvia. And I need to get some water ready, so I'll be right back, everybody. Then we'll go to the light ship.
Sounds great. Well, I'm glad we all got that opportunity to get heart-centered. And it's such a simple thing just to drop your consciousness down into your heart center, but it has really such a profound impact. You know, if everyone on the whole planet was to go into their heart center, you know, right now together, the whole world would instantly change and our reality would instantly change. And so doing it, even though it seems like a very, very simple thing, it really is profoundly effective. And there's some different things. If you're new to this, there's some things that can really help you when you start doing that. One of them is to say it out loud. Like as you're practicing it on your own, try counting out loud as you drop into your heart center, and you will actually hear and feel the vibration changing in your voice as the energy begins to come forth from your heart center instead of your head. It's a really nice thing to try just when you're alone in a quiet space, and you can start to feel the vibrations. Like Ron said a minute ago, in your chest cavity, you'll feel the energy actually in that area of your body. And it's something also, like he said, you can start to feel your thoughts coming from that area of your body, rather than the mind chatter. It's more like your spirit is directing, you know, your thoughts and consciousness and your actions rather than your head or your mind chatter. So it's a very good thing to do to get peaceful and to tune into, you know, and to communicate with your own spirit, with yourself, and really get to know that energy rather than what we're always bombarded with in our heads and with the, you know, kind of like the noise and distractions and everything that's around us all of the time. So the more you do it, the more easy it is. It's sort of like with the light ship doing it on the radio and in the conference calls, it's making a channel there so you can drop into your heart center more and more easily as you do it more and more often. So wonderful. I can't say enough about that simple practice and how just doing that alone can start to really transform your life in a wonderful way. And as you get heart-centered, you will start to also connect with other people that are coming from that place. And it's just very, very magical just to watch what happens as a result of that. So let's see if Ron has had a chance to get back.
Yep, I'm here. I had to get some water, everybody. So let's go to the light ship. Like I said earlier, this will not work on the archives, but you may feel the energy of peace coming to you during this process here of everybody going to the light ship. So we'll be going to the light ship for probably about 15 minutes here. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring up, just think of them now in your consciousness. A lot of people like to hold their dogs and cats. That's perfectly fine, or they put their hand on them. If you have any trees, shrubs, plants, a garden, think of that too. And here we go. So I'll count to five as you go up, and you're going to feel your body actually change because you're going to be out of time instantly on the light ship, and you're going to be here too. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're going into the first room, which is their orientation room. They're talking to us about the healings, and it's quite nice to have this particular conversation because we can be there as long as we need to be. Remember, we're out of time, so what might seem like a couple minutes to us here could be, you know, if it was time up there, a long time. So you're able to talk to the doctors. They show you what your problems are and what they can do to help you. Remember, your healing down here is determined by your predisposition on healings, how much work you have done on your physical body to clean out your judgment out of your body, which is your DNA. And on the light ship, you are healed completely, 100%. But down here, these other energies stick to us, and they don't go to the light ship. This is why we do the 8-hour calls, which I'll be doing a week from this coming Sunday, where we get rid of the different alien life form, parasitic life forms out of us. So here we go. First room we're going into is the hot tub room. This is pretty standard for most of the conference calls that I do. We have those Mondays and Fridays. This room now has different hot tubs in it. We all have our own, and we all have our own particular doctor teams. Both teams have three doctors to them, and we actually physically select them on the light ship. They show us the different technologies that they have to do and work with us with as far as healing. So we're going into a golden gel. You might feel this around your body. If you're cold, you have to have the temperature turned up a little bit, and you may feel yourself getting a little bit warmer. If you're too hot, which may not be the case now, this time of year, but if you are, then also request healing there to have your temperature, you know, decrease a little bit. Going into another room, this is for pain release. And coming to us now is the energy of black. The black energy has a golden, kind of like a golden glow to it, little speckles of gold. So we're going into this room now. I'll bring the energy to us to experience. So here it comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We'll go into another room. On the conference call, we went into a elephant room the other day, so let's go into where the elephants are. Now, all these rooms normally will be light beings that have not incarnated yet, and they do take the form of physical, maybe animals here, okay? So this is why we use them. There are many other light beings there that are not. This is their first in a sense, incarnation, if you would, on the light ship. They're already created, so they take their life form, and they'll be going to wherever they wish to go to after the ascension time has happened. So right now they're light beings. Once they leave the light ship, they're no longer light beings because they're out to experience light, you know, and the frequencies of light, so they never come back to the light ship again. But they're here to help us heal now. So let's go to another room. We'll bring in the energy of the elephants. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll give you a sample of the quarantine room here. This is where they take out the extraterrestrial energies out of us. And these are normally the parasitic life forms. That's what we call them. And we'll take out, we have somebody commenting here about the jellyfish. So we have octopus, jellyfish, are alien. What about shrimp? Shrimp, I don't think are, but eels are. And clams are not. So let's get rid of let's go to the eels. Well, here comes the eel energies coming out of you. Let me see where they're located. It looks like kidney areas. So we're in quarantine. And this part of you that has the eel energy in it cannot go to the light ship. And this is why you may not have a healing, because, you know, from anybody, basically, because these energies are with you. Unless a practitioner could pull out the eel energy, taking away your life force, then you may get a healing. But this is what happens, and this is why the light ship has a difficulty, too, because you have to get all these parts of you put back into spiritual integrity. And the quarantine room is what we do on the 8-hour call. So here we go. We're in this room now. Going to start taking out some of these EO energies. You might actually feel them move in your body. The old phrase, you know, my skin is crawling, you know, definitely is true. And here we go. Coming out. And if you wish to comment on the fast chat, or even call in after we're done with the light ship healing here, you can request or maybe another healing of the parasitic life forms, if you wish, or even talk about what we're doing on the call right now here. So here we go. Here goes the EO energies going out. So I'll count to 10. They'll get as many as they can here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And there they go. So the light ship now is looking for the parts of you that have been stolen by the darkness and the dark side universes. Because it has to find the parts of you that are a part of it. Remember, you are part of the light. So whatever parts of you are missing, it's a part of them missing. So this is how it works. They find other body parts, we'll say, or spirit parts. Remember, they can steal your body. They can also steal your spirit. So they can take both pieces and go to different locations. So they look for parts of that. If anything is found in the meantime, when they try to look for you, and it's of the light, they'll bring that back also. So here we go. Let's bring in another energy. Let's go to the room which has the red energy. This is life force. And there's a disc above your head and one below it that you're standing on. There's a circular disc about 3 foot in diameter. And here comes this red energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you may feel more energy coming to your body right now. And we'll give you a little sample here of the energy that we have on the website. This is the circulatory healing here. That one just got put up maybe a month ago here. Very wonderful clearing. But you should have your alien death barcode released so that you don't have any death barcode sitting with you. So this will become more effective. So if you haven't had that healing done, it's $150. So if you have had it and haven't had this one here, you're going to feel the energy quite nicely here. If you have not, then you're going to actually feel some energy. And here comes the energy for the circulatory clearing. It takes out implants, controlling devices in your circulatory system, including your blood. So here we go. Solid of your veins and arteries, capillaries coming out. And this is where they track you also with implants, etc. So I'll count to 10. You might feel your body getting very relaxed. A lot of times people get warm during this session here. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3. Oh, boy. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's go to another room, and you should feel your body greatly relaxing right now. Let's go into a room where they have beautiful flowers. And they're very large. A lot of these are at least 5 foot in diameter, and they go to probably about 20 feet. So, and then there's also the bumblebees and the regular bees. So here we go. Going to the flower room. Here it comes. So stronger. Stronger. Might even be able to smell the fragrance of the flowers down here in the room that you're in right now, because you can bring that back from the light chip. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And we'll bring in the oxygen from the light chip. This is for healing abilities in your body. So we'll bring in oxygen number 17. So here it comes. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is number 17 oxygen. You want to inhale, exhale, so that you can actually enjoy this healing ability here of this oxygen number 17. And we'll bring in another one. Let's bring in number 24. Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring in number 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That is wonderful. And let's bring in another energy here. Let's bring in the energy of the dolphins. So we're going to go swimming with the dolphins now. Here we go. Bringing in the energy right now. So here it is. So coming down to you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that's great. So you want to put your hands out in front of you, the palm of your hands. You could probably feel the dolphin energy. This you're doing on the light ship also, so you may actually be feeling energy in front of you. And you might find your hands actually stopping at a certain distance here. Move your hands back and forth, up and down. Okay, let's go back into the quarantine room outside the light ship. And we're going to take out some of the octopus energies here. These normally are sometimes wrapped around your rib cage, your intestines, sometimes around your neck. So here we go. We're going to take this couple of them away from you anyway. So here we go. First one we're going to be releasing. Here we go. Count to 10 as it comes out. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, man. Ugh. 5, I always yawn when a lot of negativity comes out. 6, 7, as it passes through me. 8, 9, and 10. And again, the second octopus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do one more for you. You might feel your abdominal area kind of shrink a little bit as they get released from you. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll go into one final room here. We'll go into the room which has the large amethyst crystal geode. A lot of people's favorites, a very nice energy. So we're levitating in the room right now on our back, and here comes the energy of the crystals. So each one is conscious to do healings with you. Here we go. Remember, you have to request healing. So here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. We're going to one other room here. We're going to the room where the deers are. So this is a nice room. So if you like deers, here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll bring in a little bit more for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. We'll now come back from the light ship. So we're going back into the orientation room where we're thanking the light being doctors for working with us tonight. Remember, the healings are between you and the light being doctors. And we're coming back down now. We have our animals and pets and trees, whatever we brought up. They're coming back down with us. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so back to you, Sylvia, and if you want to call in and maybe talk about how you felt during this light ship experience, it would be nice to hear your comments. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we'll read a couple of comments from the fast chat. We have Mike saying that the elephant energy was wonderful strength sensation for him. And felt very calmed with the circulatory healing sample. That was really great. I like that as well. And Mike says, wow, things do feel stronger since doing the feeling body clearing. So that's great. Wonderful. Ron, do you want to explain what the feeling body is and how that clearing works?
Sure. Yeah. When you do the clearings, the first one that you want to have with me is kind of a toss-up, but we'll say it's the emotional body. And you want to also have either before that or after the emotional one, the alien death barcode one. Now, for some people, maybe 20% of the people, they don't feel the energy of the emotional body when they get it cleared. And they wonder if that clearing actually worked for them or not because they didn't feel any sensations. And that's only because they don't live in emotions. But the body does live in emotions, and this is why we basically die, because the emotional body's, you know, so traumatized. So then what you want to have, if you don't feel anything on the emotional body, then you want to have the feeling body. And for some people, just having the feeling body clearing, even if they did feel a lot of energy being released on the emotional one, the feeling body is like icing on the cake. And if you're a feeling person, you will be using the word feeling in your vocabulary. If you say, like, I feel happy, I feel sad, I feel like you betrayed me or hurt me, I feel, you know, upset today, you know, whatever you say, if you use the word feelings in that vocabulary, then you are a feeling person, and you're using the feelings in that body to validate your life experience. So, by all means, you want to get that body cleaned out, but you have to do the emotional one first. And so the feeling body is a very nice body to have cleaned out. So I'll do that right now for everybody. So we'll go back again 5 days. Remember, we did the mental one when we started and the emotional one, trauma and pain. So we'll do now the feeling body. So just kind of take a note how your body is sensing energy right now. And I want you to pick a situation that happened you know, in the last week or so, when that kind of comes up. If nothing's come up in the last week or so that pushed your buttons, remember, the emotional body could have cleared it for you. But do look at something. If you have to go back a little further, then just do so. And here we go. We'll clear that from you instantly here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay? So now look at that situation again, and you're going to notice that it is pretty distant to you. Now, that's what I get from people when I ask them how they feel after their clearings. Normally people always feel or sense energies. And they normally say, typically, I'm removed from the situation. I feel more distance. I feel like I'm not involved with the situation any longer. And that's kind of what most people tell me after the clearing. I don't have hardly anybody ever say they didn't feel anything or sense anything. You know, a few people do naturally, but typically I'd say 95% of the people feel calmer. And this is what we do on the sample clearings when we do samples, which you can probably validate yourself by how you are sensing, feeling energies right now in your body and how the events are actually released from you. Remember, the light ship, since it does not have any judgment on what you're living and how you're living and what you're doing, regardless of what you're doing, whether you're working with light or the darkness, either way, it still doesn't have any judgment on you because it allows you to have your free choice, free will. And that's the problem that we have down here, unfortunately, is that free will has, you know, run amok. And the light ship cannot step in and say, you know, you should not be doing this, or we're going to stop the energy or something like that. It'll allow you to go into darkness. And that's why we have such a problem here, is because there's so many people going to churches every Sunday bringing in the dark energy. And they don't go into their heart center, typically. So, you know, everybody is under the mind control of all different types of things, which brings in darkness to the planet here. And then that naturally rubs off on you. And we're just in a big pot of soup here of darkness. So this is why we need to have clearings to get out of that situation. But you should feel better right now after having these clearings. I'll do another clearing for people. This one a lot of people like having. It's not necessarily a energetic, invisible body, but it is a issue. So the issue that I'm going to be clearing from you is self-sabotage. And this is running amok here also. So here we go. So if you want to just think of a situation that you made a mistake in your life doing something maybe that was ridiculous to you, which probably wasn't you doing. It was probably one of the shapeshifters that was in your body and or a entity ghost wanting to experience your life with them running it, okay? This is probably why you got involved with sabotaging yourself. So here we go. Think of something maybe in the last month. Let's go back for the last month. Think of one issue that you did, and it could be anything. But don't look at yourself of losing something. Remember, losing something is going into a parallel universe, then you just left it there. So don't look at that, okay? Look at something that you did that you really didn't want to do, and then you beat yourself up after doing something, okay? So here we go. We're going to release that charge, that negativity from you, from that experience. So I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. So we have heal on the fast chat. When you were talking about, you know, how do you feel after that clearing, I guess, of the feeling body and things, she said a calmer, lighter mood, no more charge. So that's great. And then Stephanie says, great, self-sabotage removal. So, yeah, I think self-sabotage is a really big one for people. A lot of people seem to have that, and it just keeps going on. Every time they, you know, try to make improvements, then they seem to backslide on that. So, Ron, would that be something that would be really appropriate then for the seven generational clearing? Is that something that is carried forward genetically, or is that more like the spirit clearing going back?
It could be carried forward. What I found out here in New York in the last week, working with people, we first did the Ten Commandment clearing on the workshop that I was doing at the Edgar Cayce ARE Center, and that was pretty profound. And then we went up to 20 other energies that was brought in at the same time, unknown to us. all we hear about is the Ten Commandments, which is, you know, how the aliens want you to live your life, basically, with the control that they have over you. And so we cleared that energy, and boy, it was a complete change in the room. People actually felt energy being released out of their body. They felt lighter. It was just very profound. But after that clearing, I started seeing more vividly the shapeshifters and people. So basically what we came up with after working on a few people here so far is that the shapeshifters are embedded into you. And they're much more deeply embedded than an entity would be, like a ghost. So these actually will look like your spirit, will look like your physical body, and they're brought in through the parallel lifetimes. And so along with those energies, they have a program that they're running to control you. And you may have maybe a half a dozen of these inside of you. You could have more. And what happens is they're competing for your real-time experience here. This could be why maybe you have a hard time deciding what to do. Maybe you go to, say, a food court at a shopping mall, we'll say, and, you know, there's many choices around you of different types of food. And so you're looking at them, and one of these alien, you know, shapeshifters is what I call them, these aliens that are in your body. Maybe one wants to eat spaghetti, Italian food, okay? And the other one doesn't want to have that. It wants to have maybe a nice salad. And then maybe the third one wants you to go out and have maybe some Chinese food. And maybe the fourth one wants to have a hamburger. So all of a sudden now you feel this fighting going on inside of you. And all of a sudden you do get the vocabulary inside of your head. Well, should I have that? Should I have this? What am I going to do? Well, that's them competing for control of you to have them eat what they want to eat, whether it's good for you or not, okay? It doesn't make any difference. So all they do is want to experience that. And so what they brought to us was their physical body that's identical to yours, okay? They brought the emotional body. Remember, these are all cloned energies that brought to you by the Earth Spirit, and they just cloned all these here. So you have a emotional body, a mental body, a spirit body, and, you know, there's probably a couple other ones that I haven't discovered yet, but those are the ones, the main ones, okay? And they want to live their life through you. So once you get these released from you, all of a sudden your body feels completely different. Your thoughts become clearer. A few people have actually said they could see physically better, and they're not tormented. And all of a sudden now you realize that you've run your whole life from the past, you know, up to now, before the clearing, that you are leading a life of some alien shapeshifter that cloned a body that looks just like yours, okay, identical to it. And so, you know, this is typically for me right now a long clearing to do. Each one could take maybe an hour to do to get out of people. And like I said, I'm looking at it, and I'm assuming that most people have at least four to maybe a couple dozen of these energies living with you. And you think it's you. And so, like, if you lost something or did something, you know, you could have been abducted to another universe someplace in the darkness, and you left your keys there or maybe some money there or anything, a coat, and all of a sudden you're beating yourself up because you think that you did this. Well, you didn't do it. You were abducted. It got left there. And at some point you may go back there to retrieve it and bring it back to this place here right now. So that's kind of the way it works. I'll be putting up on the website a chakra clearing, which will allow you to have your crown chakra capped off in other different locations too, because the aliens come in through the top of your head. Remember, all the books that you read typically about spirituality is that they tell you that you want to have your crown chakra opened up to allow the light to come into you. Well, the light's already in your heart center. What do you need anything on top of your head opened up for? but all the books will tell you that, because naturally the dark side's reading and writing the books and the previous books. Remember, the shapeshifters are looking at these too as you read it, because you don't know who you really are. And once you have the clearings on, you can really understand that these things have been interfering with your complete life. And this is why things happen to you. But they can look just like you, and getting them out of you. So far right now, it's not an easy process for me, because I really have to dig deep to separate these holograms that are mixed up and connected to you. And so it is, quite hard to do. But that's kind of where we are here. So back to you, Sylvia. Oh, and I will be doing three clearings too, which I just got, I think, last night. I looked at three different clearings that Jesus did with the implants. One of those clearings was he took away the there's like a device that's put onto the back of your neck, an implant there, which keeps you from going to your heart center automatically. So it's kind of like some type of device that keeps you up in your head, okay? The next one is one that's put onto your ear so that you have, in a sense, selective hearing. Maybe, you know, hearing this show even might make your, the words change as you're listening to me talking. And or it might just make you kind of get numbed out as somebody's talking to you, which in turn also makes your eyes kind of get glossed over. So this is an implant in the ears. And then the next one would be the one that would be attached to your first chakra, which is preventing your spirit to go more into your body through your legs. And like I said on the last show, I think the reason why I've been finding most people typically around 20% in their body, that seems to be like the stopping point, although people can get lower. But typically the dark side cannot use you, your body energy, and to really keep your body alive and to feed them when it's lower than 20%. So they'll start to steal that 80% of you to the dark side universes, but they need to have you in your body at least 20% so they can use your life force energy here. And that's why most people are 20%. It's not that, you know, you're trying to hold 20%. It's that they're allowing you to keep 20%. So anyway, a lot of new things are coming forward now, and that was because of doing the and taking away the energy of the Ten Commandments. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we have a question. Is there something we can do to help increase our income so we can spend more on clearings? A good question. People want to have clearings, and sometimes they need to raise their income.
Yeah, well, what I'd say is just do the self-empowerment clearing. That one should help you out quite a bit. You'll find out about the mind control preventing you from having abundance in your life or money. That's a very good clearing to have. That one, I think, is I believe it's $50, if I'm not mistaken, and that's for a month and a half. Okay, back to you, Sylvia.
So then, just to clarify that, so basically that's on your website, creationlightship.com, and people can go onto that 24/7, and if they register for that clearing, which you said you thought was $50, then that would be good for that whole time period, and they can go on to it as often as they like for self-empowerment in whatever area of their life that would affect.
Yeah, that is correct. And we have Heal talking about the thing on the back of your neck. Yeah, what it is, what I perceived is that this device kind of looks like a belt buckle that's silver. And I would say it's kind of typically round, but it might be a little different, but it's probably about maybe a 2.5-inch diameter device with alien writing on it. That's what I've seen so far. and it is an implant, and the implants have a key to them, a cone system, so you have to maneuver the thing out. And once it's released, you feel better. But that's just one thing that we have detected here. Remember, the life's getting, I could use the word stronger, coming to us to help us, but it's always been here. Remember, you've always had it with you. And that's kind of the problem that people don't understand. They go, well, when the light's here, everything's going to be better. Well, you already have the light with you. And so you can't always wait for something outside of yourself to help you. The light ship is coming for ascension. But in the process now, between now and the ascension time, then what's going to happen is, you know, they're going to be fighting the aliens to get rid of them so that the spirit of the earth can do its ascension. Remember, it's first. And then if it chooses to help out a spiritual blueprint that it's, you know, energizing, then it will do that. And then thirdly, you know, we're here also, and we're the same as the earth spirit. But the earth spirit could possibly help you when it gets more empowered. Right now it's about 12%. But, you know, you already have all that you need. Unfortunately, most people turn to darkness and they live in their mind. So that's the problem, is that the free choice, like I said, of the light, free choice, free will, brought you to the condition where you are right now. And that just means that you judge the source energy. And with that judgment, then that puts you into the darkness. And the darkness then gave you duality. And that's what it's about. Remember, everything is perfect in the light. The light does not judge any of its creations. So once you start to understand that, you realize that all these people doing things outside of themselves, especially praying to become prey, they're actually helping you become prey, because they're bringing in more darkness from the aliens, because that's their free choice, free will, to connect to this God, whatever that would be, alien race, many alien races, maybe thousands of them, could be millions outside of yourself, to have you become experimented on, basically, and held captive in this dark universe that they control. Remember, the Earth Spirit created the planet from light. And why isn't it light now? It's because humanity, humans here, people living here, chose darkness. They chose to bring in these other life forms and not stay heart-centered. And that brought them into their heads. And then from your heads, then you have all that information from the darkness feeding you, collective consciousness and mind energy. So that's the main thing. So unfortunately, that's where we live. And you know, as we look at ourselves here, wondering why there's very little light on the planet. Well, it's because of the people doing what they're doing. They're bringing in darkness, and they're judging. Once you get into your heart, then all of a sudden you're out of that darkness, and you're in peace. This is the way the light is. The light is very peaceful. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so let's see. We have Marie says on the fast chat she's seen a device like that in the Matrix movie. And Heal said that she did have a dream about a silver round object in her neck. So, that's very... very perceptive, very interesting. So let's see. And Stephanie has a question. Is it okay to judge the dark? I have a hard time not doing that.
Boy, that's a good question. You know, it's, you know, the dark is there. you know, from my standpoint, if the dark does not come into the universe of light, the darkness is fine. It's just that when it comes in to steal people's spirits, their souls out of their body, they bring in shapeshifters, alien life forms into your body, they control you through the planetary energies, transmitting this to you, so you're like a robot on many, many channels. Remember, most people just think they have maybe one alien race. They'll say, gee, is this race bad, you know? And the first one that comes up typically are the grays that people have heard about. But there are some good grays out there, you know. And you just can't take one race or one name and have that judgment on whether one is good or bad. It's much like people here, you know. Is all white people good? Are all black people good? Are all, you know, red people good, red-skinned people? You know, you can't really say that. So we have to look at, you know, are all Italians good or bad? Or are all, you know, Germans good or bad? Or are all Jewish people good or bad? You know, you can't really draw that line because there's good and bad in everything. So and the bad is where you get into that process where people separated from spiritual truth of the divine, and that spiritual truth is just being hooked into judgment. So it's a hard question to answer. You know, if the darkness did not come into the universe of light, which are beings that don't have souls or spirits, then they'd be fine. We wouldn't even know about them. So yeah, it, you know, when you do judge it, you're putting energy out. When you think of anything in the mind energy, once you think about it, you're connected to it. You know, if you want to talk about somebody, maybe you had a hard time at work with somebody, and you say, yeah, Shirley over here gave me a problem, you know, at work today. As soon as you mention her name, you're connected energetically to Shirley, and Shirley is now in the room with you. Energetically, as you're talking to maybe your husband or somebody about this lady. So remember, it comes right in. So do you want to judge that person? Well, you're doing that, and you're bringing the energy to you. So it's best not to judge anything. This is why you want to stay heart-centered and not get into judgment. So I hope that kind of helped answering the question there. I have to judge the darkness because it should not be here. And unfortunately, you know, by doing so, you know, when I do all my clearings, I am going strictly into your judgments. And all those judgments run through my body back to the light ship. And then you get a healing for that. So I have to be there actually more in discernment. So whenever I do a healing, I cannot be tied up into anything emotionally. And the emotional energy, if I was emotionally attached to you, I could not do a healing on you. So I have to be completely in neutral and in discernment, and I have to stay in the present moment. Because once you get taken out of the present moment and you're in judgment, then, you know, for myself, I cannot do anything for you. And then I'll be bringing that energy right into my body, and it'll be sticking to me. So I have to be completely in non-judgment when I do healings. That's just the way it works. So whenever I do a healing on somebody, I really don't need their storyline. Everybody has a story about, you know, who they went to in the past and what their physical conditions are, you know, and it can go on, you know, for, you know, 20 minutes for some people. I don't need to know any of that. The light doesn't care what your problems are. When you come for a healing, they just take away the energy of what they can in that certain area to help you out. So that's how the light works. So back to you, Sylvia, and our time is kind of coming to a close here. So we have, I'll just talk about next Saturday. A week from today, we're having our monthly four-hour Ascension conference call, and that starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, which would be 4 o'clock Eastern. And then Sunday we have our beginning series again of our three consecutive eight-hour healing sessions on the light ship. And we're actually outside of the light ship in quarantine. And the reason why we're in quarantine is because if the light had you come into the light ship and it saw darkness in you, it would see you as a complete threat to them, and you would be just, you know, completely, you know, terminated instantly. And this is why we go into quarantine, so that they find the parts, different pieces of you, of your spirit, of your body, that are held captive in the dark side universes, and then they put you back together again. And then we do spirit integration with that. So it's an eight-hour call. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern. And since we're out of time on this call, much like this radio program here, if you look at see what time it is, we've been on this program for probably 55 minutes so far, basically, maybe even an hour, and it just feels like to me about maybe 2 or 3 minutes. So the 8-hour calls, if you were to equate that to linear time, might feel like maybe a half an hour. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, the only other announcement that I have is if you enjoy listening to these shows and you enjoy participating in them, I just want to encourage anyone who's interested to sponsor one of the shows or more than one of the shows. It's a, something we haven't had in some time. And when you sponsor one of the radio shows, you get to come on live and have your own list of questions and healing samples, and that hour is devoted to your list of questions. And even more than that is just the wonderful experience of being enveloped in the beautiful lightship energy throughout the hour, and also knowing that you're contributing to the, Ron being able to continue with his mission, you know, to sponsor and to create all these radio shows, which Ron pays for himself, gets to be quite a lot. And so it's very very much appreciated if somebody would like to sponsor one of the shows. And I believe it's $60 to do that. If you're interested, that would always be welcome and helpful, and we would love to have you. So if you're interested in that, just give Ron an email and let him know. And then you can even pick a special date. Some people have, you know, picked a date that was special to them, their birthday or something like that, that they wanted to have that experience. So just wanted to put that out there in case anyone would enjoy doing that. And I guess that's it for tonight. I'll just sign off and say blessings to everyone. The next radio is Monday at 4 Pacific with Ron and Annika.
Hey, blessings, everybody, and I'll bring in some peace energy for the next half an hour here. So we'll see you hopefully on Monday's show. Bye, everybody.
Good night.